your life.
The Machzeh of Yom Kippur includes the theme of Malchius, similar to Rosh Hashanah, includes obviously the theme of Yom Adin, and then in addition to Rosh Hashanah, it is a much more devoted to the Avodas Hayom than you have in Rosh Hashanah. And then you also have the parts of Tshuva, the parts of Tshuva being Vidui at the end of Yom Kippur. And even outside of the Beth Abraham, you have Slichos on Kol Nidrei night and during the Ila. And the Slichos, our Slichos that we've been saying since Mitzoy Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, and the Svarim begin at Rosh Chodesh Elo, so you have to think, we're saying Slichos, the Slichos, the of Solomon quotes in the name of the Meiri, that all the Slichos that we've been saying are a targil, they're an exercise to get to the Slichos of Yom Kippur. So and that's going to focus for a moment on the Yud Gimel Midas Serachim, that we're going to say Kol Nidrei night, we'll say Shacharis, Musaf Mincha, we say by Hotzoah Sefer Torah, and again during the Ila. One of the reasons that Yom Kippur is set aside as a day of davening is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the special tefillah of the 13 Midas Serachim on Yom Kippur. And the very first Yom Kippur, that was the Yom Kippur, was the Yom Kippur of the second Luchos, was the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Mechila to Klal Yisrael. So it had three, Yom Kippur took three crowns. One is the crown of Tshuva, Mechila, right? The second is the crown of Matan Torah, Luchos Shniyos. And the third is the crown of Tefillah, because we got the Tefillah of the 13 Midas Serachim. In fact, I was thinking today that one of the themes that comes through on Yom Kippur, which sort of says we use it from Rosh Hashanah, is the theme of Malchius. Right? We say Uvachein Lecho Akol Yachtiru. We say Melech Elyon. Many of the piyutim are piyutim of Malchus. In fact, the bracha of the Kedushas Hayom is Melech Mochel V'Soleach. So Rosh Hashanah has Malchus because that was when God created the world. Where is the Malchus of Yom Kippur? We know there's Malchus. We've been saying Amelech HaKadosh through Yisrael Meitshuva, Amelech HaMishpat. So why is Malchus associated with Yom Kippur also? Imru Lelokim. It's all Malchus. Gedola Masa Elokeinu. The Atu Elokeinu B'Shemayim V'Aretz. So simple interpretation is because when one needs kapara, needs slichas, you feel the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You feel the malchus when you have a Yom Adin. You feel the malchus when you have the chasimus Adin as well. But the Rav once pointed out that just like Rosh Hashanah celebrates the creation of the world, Yom Kippur also celebrates the creation of the world. Because the Rashi says, the beginning of Chumash, that Bereishis, in the second parak, it says, Bero Hashem Elokim. So Chazal, that even though it begins with Bereishis Bor Elokim, Ruach Elokim, Vayar Elokim, Vayom Elokim, the entire first parsha is always Elokim. And then, at the very, it says, B'yom asos Hashem Elokim Eretz v'shamayim. So the Gemara says, B'kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu levros ha'olam v'midas ha'din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world v'midas ha'din. In other words, God created a world. We're given into this world. Then we're supposed to earn our rewards for the Olam Ha'emes. And whatever happens in the Olam Ha'emes will be determined based on din. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw she'ein ha'olam iskayim v'midas ha'din, that the world can't exist only with midas ha'din. So Kadosh Baruch Hu shitev midas harachamim. Kadosh Baruch Hu said that the world will needs the midas harachamim in order for it to survive. So the Rebbe used to point out. So you see that Yom Kippur, which is the midas harachamim, was necessary for the creation of the world. So it's the world, the creation of the world required a Rosh Hashanah and required a Yom Kippur. The Rebbe used to point out, that's what the Gemara says, that if a person does not keep Shabbat, he's ke'ilu kofer, as if he's denying the creation of the world. The Gemara says if a person doesn't keep Yom Kippur, as if he's denying the creation of the world. So what does Yom Kippur do with creation? Is a day of kapara? He says no, because Yom Kippur is the midas harachamim, and the world requires the midas harachamim. So when we discuss malchus, when we give the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we don't give the same feature that we give in our Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah we have a bracha of malchus, but in Yom Kippur the nusach is hamelach, hamelach hamishpat, hamelach hakodesh, uvechein l'chol yachtiru. That's because there is a malchus in Rosh Hashanah, because the just like we celebrate creation in Rosh Hashanah, we celebrate the creation on Yom Kippur, because the creation could not have made it without Yom Kippur. So that's the theme of Malchus. I want to look for a moment at the Yud Gimel Midas Serachamim and look through part of this psukim that are very familiar. So we'll begin with these psukim already in Kol Nidrei Night. Perek Tesvav is v'nislach l'chol adas v'nol ger gor b'socham. But I want to look at Perek Yudalit in Shlach. Posuk Yud Tes and Chof. Yud Tes lach no la'avoy n'mazek y'goydol chazdecho. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Baruch Hu to forgive Klal Yisrael v'kasher no so solom as demi mitzvah v'hein, and as you carried us v'yirma Hashem solachti kid v'recha. This is the refrain that we say, introducing every time that we say the 13 Mitzvah, we introduce it by having a few psukim, by saying kirachem avalvanim, and then saying this posuk solachna. Why do we quote this posuk as an intro to the Yidgim Mitzvah? Because the posuk before, posuk yudches, Hashem erech apayim v'av chesed nosei oven v'fosha v'nake lo yenake p'keid avon avos al bonim v'al shashim v'al ribayim. The 13 minutes of Rachman. The only problem is that it's missing the 13 minutes of Rachman, right? Hashem, we're missing already one. Hashem. Okay, some say that the first time is not one of the 13 minutes. Kael, it's missing Kael. It says Hashem erech apayim. So we're missing Hashem, Kael, Chanun v'rachum, erach apayim v'chesed, missing notes of chesed l'alofim, notes of omim v'feshe v'chatoa, missing v'naki lo yinake. Why is it? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu give a truncated yud gimel v'nisa rachum? A similar doros that people will leave it out for achras menchem musa. So the however. There's a very, very important Ramban, which I believe is the Mafteach, is the key to understanding the 13 Midas Harachamim. The Ramban says the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu skipped several Midos is because he could not say several Midos. He was responding to the Chet HaMeraglim. So the Ramban says the most obvious one that's missing is Notzer Chesed L'Alofim. Notzer Chesed L'Alofim is Kadosh Baruch Hu watches over the kindness of the Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and he watches over for thousands of generations. Kadosh Baruch Hu holds on to it, so that Klal Yisrael can always come back to Zchus Avos. So the Ramban says Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't say this. Why? Because we had rebelled against the Shvua that God gave the Avos. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Yavos that we would get Eretz Yisrael. That was a shvut to the Yavos. We, the Nechei HaMeraglim, we had just come to Kadosh Baruch Hu and said, we're not going with the, you promised Avraham to get Eretz Yisrael, we don't want it. So how could Moshe Rabbeinu say to Ribbono Shel Olam, remember the shvu you made to the Yavos when we, the kids, are not keeping the shvu? So he couldn't say that Mida. Then, that's what the Rambam says, um, Kimidas hadini shemetucha kenegdom. Right. Why couldn't he say kale? Shem Hashem kale. He began in rechapayim because kale is the mida of rachmanos. That's there's a rash in chumash. The kale is rachmanos. That is very important for us to remember that because the kale oirech din gives a whole new meaning to the kale oirech din. The kale is the. I was going through it this morning. Kale oirech din, as a kid, I remember. I grew up with. We still had European Bali Tfila. My show was mostly Eastern European Bali Tfila. And Lekel Oruch Din was when they fell apart. That's when they took out the handkerchiefs and it was... So Lekel Oruch Din, some even sing it a little bit. And the reason is, just looking into today, because Lekel is really Vidas of Rachmanos. So Lekel Oruch Din means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is organizing the din in our favor. He's doing it b'midas ha-rachmanos. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is a new machzer, so he points out that there's a tanchuma in Parshas Vayera. Kadosh Baruch Hu chozer u'mevakeh shulhem sanegar sheyilmod aleim zchus v'nosein shvil levei hasanegar. Kadosh Baruch Hu invites the defendant, the defending the defense of Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu was poseach shvil. So we said the keil oirech din, the uvachein lecha kol yachtir. The uvachein is probably the same uvachein as the beginning of the Shmon Esrei. That's the Vilna Gaon's word. Why do we say uvachein and so? She says no. It's Esther's uvachein. Uvachein avo al hamelech shelo kedos. The Vilna Gaon says, why do we say Uvachain? Because we're reminding ourselves of Esther, that she said, Uvachain, I'm going to come without being right, I'm not legitimate. He didn't call me. So we keep on reminding ourselves, we come to Kadosh Baruch Hu also. We don't really deserve to come. So Uvachain l'chol kol yachtiru means we don't really deserve to give a keser Kadosh Baruch Hu to crown him. Doing it anyways. Who are we crowning? L'keil oirech din, to the God that organizes a judgment in our favor. He organizes, he invites the Sanhedrin to come, he invites the defense to come. That's the Kael. Kael is the Midas HaRachmanos. We have a chance, we'll go through more of it later on, how each phrase is a phrase of Rachamim. So the Ramban points out that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he defended the Jewish people, in Meraglim, he couldn't say Kael. Hashem, Hashem, he couldn't say Kael. Why? Because he saw that the Midas Hadin was now pounding against the Jewish people. He couldn't turn to the Midas Harachim, but he turned to Erech Apayim. So let's look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Hashem, Erech Apayim. Erech Apayim means you're patient. Rav Chesed. Rav Chesed means a Kadosh Baruch Hu is willing, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Mate Klape Chesed. He's willing to forgive. Rav Chesed means that even if we have an equal number of Averis, he's willing to take off. The first Averis, he doesn't count the first Averis. That's what we say in the Kit. Right. Maver Rishon, he said, Maver Rishon Rishon. What's Maver Rishon Rishon? The first one, it's a mistake. Second one's a mistake. Third one already, then we became Muchso, we became familiar with an Avera, he includes it. But Erech Apayim, patience, Rav Chesed, but he couldn't say the Midas HaRachmanos of Kael. So the reason why I think this Ramban is the key to understanding the Yud Gimel HaRachmanos is because we repeat the 13 Midas HaRachmanos because we have a bris. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, on Yom Kippur, I gave you a tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu asked to understand me. I gave you a tefillah. Medrash says, Nes'atev Kishliachur. And I gave you the 13 attributes of Rachmanos Adav. Right? So that's part of the gift of Yom Kippur. And Bris Kerusa, there is a covenant. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you say these 13, Eina Chazeres Reikam. It's going to be answered to some measure. So is it just a... Is it an incantation? Is it just a magical phrase? So that's bothered many, many Meforshim. Ad Kedei Kach, it was so bothersome that there's a very popular interpretation that Mendel Kasher suggests, and that is that if you look at the Gemara, it says, Ya'asu Lefonai. Yasu means they should do. So he suggests that the 13 minutes of Rachma is not a prayer, but it's a prescription of how to behave. So if we behave that we are patient and the Rachmanas, so because Rachel will give us Rachmanas as well. But look, that's not the pshat. Because Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem, he says the 13, he doesn't say all 13, he says some of them. So you see from this Ramban that the 13 minutes of Rachamim is a prayer. That's number one. And you see, it's not a formula. It's one has to understand, one has to figure out, well, can I really apply to this midah of the Ribbono Shel Olam? He was making a cheshbon. He's trying to figure out exactly what can he say. So it's not a perfect formula. That's what I find so impressive with this Ramban. So again, we're pointing out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the 13 midas harachamim on Yom Kippur. The first time that we have recorded that Moshe Rabbeinu used this prayer is after the Chet HaMeraglim. And that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Salachti Kedvarecha. That's why before we mention the 13 midas harachamim, we first say the psukim, we know that this is a prayer that has worked. So that's what we first say, Salach no la'avon ha'mazeh kegoydel chazdecha, forgive these people, kasher no sodom hazeh mitzrayim v'dheina, v'yom ha'ashem salachti kedverecha, and then, now that we've announced, because Baruch Hu, we know this works, we go into we say a tefillah, and then we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to our prayer by virtue of the 13 minutes of Rachman. What are the 13 minutes of Rachman? So we look carefully, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu did not invoke all 13. Why didn't he invoke? Because he couldn't invoke. That means Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to figure out which of the 13 minutes could he apply. So he applied patience, Rav Chesed. Now, let's go a step deeper and we'll try to understand how we can use 13 minutes of Rachman. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's prayer to Kadosh Baruch Hu? So we back up. Our slichos are almost modeled after this parsha. If we go back to 14th and Yud Dalet Yud Gimel, Vayomer Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu said in Yud Aleph, Kadosh Baruch Hu said they're getting me angry. Ad Onu LeYaminu Bi, I gave him so many signs, Akenev Edever, Arishena, I'll wipe them out, and I will make you, Moshe Rabbeinu, into a new nation. Vayomer Moshe, Posuk Yud Gimel, Moshe Davins. He says, Vishomu Mitzrayim Ke'eliso V'chaychacho Esa'om Azeh Mikirbo. The Egyptians will hear that you took us out of Mitzrayim powerfully, V'omru El Yoshe V'oratazos, and they will say to the people living in Israel, Ki ato Hashem bekeriv ha'om hazeh, asher ayin v'ayin nira ato Hashem v'anoncho omer aleim v'amur onon ato holech lefneim, yoyimim eish loyla. They will know that you protected them, and then you had a cloud going with them, and they will hear v'ematas ha'om hazeh kishecha, that you wiped them out. One fell swoop, v'omer, what will the goyim say? Asher shomu shemacha leimor, they know the whole story, they know the miracles, they know the protection, they know the midbar. So that's one conclusion. Mi bilti yecholas Hashem levias ha'om hazeh el ha'oret asher nishba lehem ha'yishchotein ba'midbor. That it won't look good for you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. They'll say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you could not bring them into the, you weren't able to bring them into the land that you promised, and therefore you killed them. How else are you going to explain this? He did miracles, he did Kriyas Yamsuf, took them to the midbar, and then, bang. It's only one. So if you're living in Israel, say, obviously, their God couldn't beat our God. So instead of losing, he wiped out the people, so he shouldn't look so bad. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's prayer. He doesn't say to the Ribbono Shalom, remember Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. He doesn't say to the Ribbono Shalom, have Rachmanos, right? All he says is, Ribbono Shalom, it's going to be a Chil Hashem. That won't be good for your COVID. You'll never recover from this COVID, right? Was that?
I said it's the opposite, the exact opposite of the brach.
Rechamonot. Okay, good. V'yato, it's all connected. V'yato yigdal no koyach. And what's yigdal no koyach? I mean, so we would say, be big, be stronger. Kasher dibarta leimor. Be big as you said. What did you say? You said, Hashem erech ha'payim rev chesed. So Moshe Rabbeinu is not saying, you said, no tzeh chesed la'lofim. You said that you're going to take care of the zchus avos. Doesn't say that. Because Ramban says, he can't say that, because we're not keeping the shvu of the avos. We're denying the importance of Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu could not daven. If you look back in Parshas Kisisa, so there, when we face destruction, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, he says every Tannis, and there Moshe Rabbeinu has a different kind of davening. Right, the Maichal, he says, right, first it sounds the same. Why should the Egyptians say that that God took us out to destroy us? That's the Chil Hashem argument. Right? Loma Yomer Tzmarim. First he says, V'yichal Moshe, Loma Hashem Yechar Abcham Yemecha. Strange thing. Why should you get angry? First, you get angry because they just took him out of Zorah. Why should you get angry at them? You took him out of Mitzrayim. And then he says, Loma Yerma Mitzrayim. Why should the Egyptians say it was all a plan just to destroy us? That's the Chil argument. They'll say bad things about God. And then he says, Zachor li Avram, li Yitzchak Yisrael, Avadechem, Eshen Hizbatel Hamboch. So Moshe Rabbeinu does not make this argument over here. That's what Ramban is saying. He couldn't make the argument. Because since we denied the Shvua that God made to the forefathers for Israel, he couldn't say, remember the Shvua. Right? That's what we call it via Kitrug. So he had to drop it. So therefore he has to drop Notzechesel Alofim in the 13 Midas of Rachamim. So he says, Hashem, Hashem, Erech Apayim. All he can say is, Have rachmanasam. Be patient. Be patient with them, right? Rav Chesed. Rav Chesed means let it go. No, say Ovin v'fesha. He can't say v'chata. Chata Ovin v'fesha means that bear their rebellion and bear their willful acts against you. Chata means and bear their negligence. You could think, what was the negligence? The Meraglim came back. They heard the Meraglim and they went against God. So he had to drop it also. All he could say is Yigdal no koyach Chazal. Say what's pshat Yigdal no koyach Hashem kasher di barto as you said. So Rashi says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came and saw Kadosh Baruch Hu giving the Thus Rachamim, and he says Hashem Hashem kil Rachma Chanon erech apayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's quoted in the Rashi Kasher Dibarta. Erech apayim. What's a payim? It should be erech af. He started to get angry. What's a payim? So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, let tzaddikim v'lerasham, the righteous and for the non-righteous. So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, why are you being patient for the Rishon? Be patient with Tzaddikim. A Tzaddik makes a slip. All right. But a Rasha, it's the same as the Eliyo and the Yonathi. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going to need us. I'm patient with the Rishon as well. You're going to need this. So that's what he says, Yigdal Nekech Kasher Dibarta. I'm reminding you that you said I'll be patient even with Rishon. Now's the time. And in the Yom Hashem, as Hashem says, Salachti Kidvar Recha, as you argued in front of me. So again, so the point of the Ramban is that the 13 Midas of Rachamim is a judicious prayer. Right? Just like tefillah is always, whenever I daven, so I have to think about, I'm asking for something, so I think about, well, do I deserve it? I think about how badly do I need it? About, did I do everything I could I think about to deserve it. I think about how dependent I am. So davening is always a introspective act of thinking about oneself. So that's what Moshe is teaching us. The 13 Midas of Rachamim is an introspective act of saying, how can I really apply for these Midas of Rachamim? All right? Now, let's take one step further, and then we'll be able to see how it impacts our own davening.
The Shloshes Midos Adin, the Chazar of Yisraelim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shlachti Kedvarecha, but in the end, he said, V'yom Pakti. So in other words, he said, I'm going to forgive you now, but really, I'm not really forgiving you, because I'm going to save it for later on. So it wasn't even really a full forgiveness.
In by the Raglan.
Right, but that, yeah.
So it's exactly. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, you asked for patience, Erech HaPayim. He said, I'll be patient, let it go for 40 years. You asked that it shouldn't be a Chil Hashem. Right, that's what you asked for. He asked that you should be patient. If I wipe them out of one shot, they'll say God couldn't do it. All right? So instead, it'll be over 40 years. I'll be patient with each generation, and I'll bring the next generation into it all. So it really was what Moshe asked for. Yeah, he says he can't figure it all out. He says when it comes to Chanan V'Rachum, he says he's not sure how to explain Chanan V'Rachum. He says there must be a reason. That he explained. He says maybe that he knew he would be unsuccessful with Chanan V'Rachum. In other words, Chanan V'Rachum means that they're a gift. We don't really deserve it. So the Ramban says, I don't know. There must be some reason. And he says, perhaps it's because Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he wouldn't be successful with that.
With his argument of that, you know, it'll be a chilul Hashem.
Yeah.
So that sort of doesn't.
Doesn't stem with right. So see, what Sam's pointing out here is that Moshe Rabbeinu had a certain argument, and then he crafted the 13 midos around that argument. All right. Now, if we go back to the first time we get the 13 midos of Rachamim. So Moshe Rabbeinu there argues, Lama Yomer Mitzrayim, Leimor, Berod, says, why should the Egyptians be a Chil Hashem? Lama Hashem, why should Hashem get angry? Be'amecha with the nation Asher Hoitzesa Me'er that you took out of Mitzrayim, Be'koyach Goyach Hazotah. What kind of argument is that? He didn't know about Zorah. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lama Yech, why should you get angry with the nation took out of Mitzrayim? That's why. Because I took him out of Mitzrayim, and I showed them my koyach, and now they're shivin about Azara. So how can you make that argument make sense? Lama yomu Mitzrayim leimor biroi tziyum. No, lama yechre abcha ba'mecha with your nation asher oitzesa that you took out in Eretz Mitzrayim b'chayach gadol. What kind of argument is that? How can you make that into a logical presentation?
Maybe it's not a reason. Maybe it's in other words, how can you get so angry? We understand that it is a terrible sin,
right?
But not because you took him out of Mitzrayim. Not how can you get angry because you took him out? Because that would be counterintuitive. Yeah. What they're saying, that was just a reference. This is the nation that you took out of Mitzrayim, which you chose,
right?
So he's saying, how can you really get angry? Right. Because they did a terrible thing.
He's so invested. Right? He's saying, how could you consider destroying? This is your project, this is your enterprise. You took on Mitzrayim. So that fits in very well with Chanan Racham means you don't really deserve it. Chanan Racham means that that's a gift. Loma Yomer Mitzrayim Leimor Biro. Why should the Egyptians say that God could Tzichil Hashem? So Moshe Rabbeinu will argue. Hashem, Hashem, Klamach Machanan, let's be Makadashem Shemayim. In other words, just like Sam said before, that when we daven, that we will be able to announce how Kadosh Baruch Hu is provided for us. Zochor li Avram, remember Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So that's the midah of Noser Chesed Alofen. So if we think about it, the conversation between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu after the Chayda Egel says Moshe Rabbeinu davened. He had three arguments, and then the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'm going to forgive you." Right? He says afterward, "Beinochem Hashem al roa shadiva lasot liyam." Then Moshe Rabbeinu comes back on Rosh Chodesh Elul And he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometime during Elul, teach me your midos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I can't give you my midos, but I'll give you a prayer, a davening, right? So apparently, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, this conversation, was that Moshe Rabbeinu saying, teach me more about you, so I'll be able to daven better. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying back, I can't teach you about me, but I'll give you a formula. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, you had three tefillahs. How can I make those tefillahs eternal tefillahs? How can I make those tefillahs a tefillah, a prayer that every person can use? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that if you take your arguments and you thread them through my midos, that becomes an eternal davening. Is if every Jew, we can't say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Loma Yomu Mitzrayu Loma Yechra Abcha, if I need something, I can say Loma Hashem Yechra Abcha Bamecha Sheritzeh Mitzrayim. Why? You're so invested. But I could say, Rabbi Hashem, I don't really deserve this. Chanan Arachum. I don't, but you've invested in me. You're taking care of me. You've already brought me this far. So, maybe take me further. Right? I can ask for a chan. So that's taking the request that Moshe Rabbeinu made and making it into a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I can't say, Zechor li Avraham, Asher nishbatu lembach, but I could say, Notzer chesed l'alofim. I could say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are a rachaman, and you are concerned about zchus avos, and I have zchus, I don't know my own zchus, but I have avos. So I may not be able to say that loma yermu mitzrayim v'roitim, because I need something. I can't say v'chil Hashem if I don't get it, right? But I can say that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers my tefillah, then Hashem, then I will recognize that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachmanis. So as we often discuss in the name of Chaim Volozhiner, that so much of our davening is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we will promote the Ribbono Shel Olam, so to speak. We will always recognize that the gifts that we get come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the davening, Chonin Ados, that's Rofei Chol Bosar. Every single request is that we will recognize this gift comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that we can be related back to the 13 minutes of Rachamim. That the 13 minutes of Rachamim was Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching Moshe Rabbeinu that you can daven through my midos. I'll teach you my midos. And that's a very powerful tefillah. And if a person, and that became the principal idea of all of our davening to some extent, and that was the gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu and Yom Kippur. And that explains to us once again the Malchius that becomes eminent, preeminent on Yom Kippur. The Malchius of Rosh Hashanah, described before Rosh Hashanah, is that I accept the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, and I accept that whatever I will be able to achieve through my prayer can become a further description of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. The same thing is true about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, with the 13 midos harachamim, we keep on davening, and a person, this is part of the cheshbon a person makes when he uses the 13 midos harachamim, is he saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem kol rachamim lechanan, and usually, again, what we're directed is that the 13 midos harachamim are a prayer for whatever we've discussed before. So sometimes we discuss before having kapora, getting forgiven, something we discussed before, the difficulties of Klal Yisrael. Sometimes we have in our own minds the things that we're requesting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes when it comes to Ne'ilah, so we daven for Yerushalayim, for Eretz Yisrael. So then when we say the 13 minutes of Rachamim, what we're saying then is that we believe that our request can be rephrased. We're asking for Yerushalayim, we say, Hashem, when we get Yerushalayim back, so it's going to be a great example of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis to the Jewish people. We get Yerushalayim back, it's going to be, we will always see it as a gift. We're not going to say we deserved, we just said vidui. So we're not going to turn around and say that we deserved it. When we get Yerushalayim back, Erech HaPayim, we're going to say Kadosh Baruch Hu was patient with us. we're going to say Noitzei Chesed Alofim. So that's the, I think, that's the one of the meanings of the 13 Midas Sirachamim, as indicated by this Ramban, and it's not the magical formula, but it's a prayer which, as we've discussed, became the a fundamental prayer of Klal Yisrael.
That's actually what we say in the Slichus, or even in the body of the davening of Yom Kippur, just before Hoshana. And Shein Anu Azei Fonem Sheorev.
Right, Fonecha. Right, right. And that would also explain why, before we say the 50 Misrachimim, we think about the Chen HaMeraglim. Right? We don't go back to the Chen HaEgel when it was originally given to us. We say the Psukim, Selach No La'avoyim Mezek Goyle Chazdecha, because it's the way that Moshe Rabbeinu invoked them with the Meraglim that is much more instructive into understanding what the prayer really is. What the tefillah really is. To go back to the Chen HaEgel, you have to remember what he said in Shivas V'Tamuz, and then with Shvach Given Yom Kippur. Chen HaMeraglim, there, it follows very well from one to the other. So that might be why, before we open up with the 13 minutes of Rachamim, we first say, Kirachim of Albonim. Kirachim of Albonim also, that's part of the 13 minutes of Rachamim. We're saying, just like a father has Rachmanis in a child, because the child is him. He's having Rachmanis on himself. He's having Rachmanis on his investment. He's Rachmanis on all that he did. Kirachim Alvonim. That's the 13 Midas Rachamim. Let's take a few moments out to look at Lekela Rechdin, and then we'll leave it off with something to think about. The Lekela Rechdin, as I mentioned before, Rav Chaim Kanievsky suggests, is the thinking of the meaning of the Kel Arech Din is Kel being a Midas Harachamim. Right? And I never viewed it this way. It also shows the impact of a Nusach. Because when I was growing up, so I was the Chazanim always did the Kel Arech Din in a very heart-wrenching way. That was in my recollection, is the most heart-wrenching of the Shacharis. So I always thought of the Kel Arech Din as a frightening tefillah. This is the Kodesh Baruch Hu's doing bringing us to din. Of all of the piyutim on Rosh Hashanah and till you get to Nisan HaTokef, so it's the one which evokes the image of din more than any other paragraph. Right, till you get to Nisan HaTokef. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky says no, that we should read it carefully and we'll see that it's continuously evoking images of Rachmanus. He says for example the L'keil Arachdin means God is arranging. What do you mean God's arranging? The Medrash says God is bringing the defendants. That's what he does. He brings all the malachim that announce the mitzvahs that we've done. That's L'keil Arachdin. He's bringing the malachim in. L'vochin l'vovos b'yom din. So again, I would have taken it to be he's testing hearts. Chaim Kanievsky seems to be taking it as he sees the intent that Jews have. Jews, we intend to do good things. The Gola Amulkos Badin, so he quotes a posuk that the Kodesh Baruch Hu reveals the intents of the Jewish people, which are usually good things. The Dover Meisharim B'Yom Din. He speaks straight. The Kanye suggests it means he confronts us. He doesn't go around us. He doesn't. The Gemara says a Dover Meisharim is a person who is careful not to embarrass somebody else. Right? I need to find something out. So there are two ways to find something out. I want to find out what a person did. So I could say, I'll ask all the five guys who know this well, get my information that way. Or I could say, why should I embarrass the guy? Why should he find out that I've discussed him publicly? Don't very much sure of him, speak straight to him, bring him over, take him aside, confront him. So even though maybe uncomfortable, but you are saving him from being embarrassed. So that's what the Gemara says in Makos. That is a dover meisharim. So Kodesh Baruch, when we say the dover meisharim yom din, means God is concerned about us being embarrassed. He confronts us. suggests what's levosik va'osa chesed b'yom din. We use the word vosik yehemu norachamecha, and you did nefesh. The last paragraph, right? The third paragraph. Vosik yehemu norachamecha. So vosik is a term of rachmanas. You wouldn't say vosik yehemu norachamecha. Why is it a term of rachmanas? So the Rav Chaim Kinevsky suggests, well, what are vasikin? Vasikin, the Gemara says in Brochos, was that? People can't sleep. So vasikin are people that are mechames and mitzvahs, people who love mitzvahs, right? So the avosik is a person who exudes excitement, exudes love. So when we say vasik yemun rachamecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exudes love for Klal Yisrael. When we say over here, vasik va'osa chesed b'yom din, means he's a God who wants to lezoche bris. These are all acts of Chaim El Mas is very clear. The what's the Yodeya Machshavos? So the Gemara says that it could be many things. One is a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzdarif machshava l'maisa. A person has intent to do something, and then something gets in the way and he can't do it. He's an onus. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzdarif machshava l'maisa. I remember that many years ago, I was in the lobby waiting to go into Rav Steinman, I think. This goes back, I don't know if it was in 80 or even earlier than that, maybe in the 70s. So we were waiting there. That must have been in 80. So we were waiting there, and the person comes in, very harried. And the person that I was with knew who this was, and he said that this person was a driver for the stipler for many, many occasions. So he said, so tell me something that you heard from the stipler. So he said that somebody had once asked the stipler about a person who was hooked up to life support. And he was living in a sort of, in our terms, an undignified way. The sniper said, not to look at it. He said, this person, when he was b'mlo tokosov, when he was active, and he was, what was he? He put on tefillin every day. He davened every day. He learned every day. Right now, he's still in this world. If he would have his kochos, tefillin, davening, learning, so, Kadosh Baruch Hu's mistarif machshav l'maisa. As he's sleeping there, the sniper said, he's getting all these chuyos. Kadosh Baruch Hu's giving him zechuyos till he gets the old mammoth. So that's the Yodeya Machshavos B'yodeya. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows Mitztarif Machshavo L'masa. And then Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that another Gemara that he's thinking of. And that is that if a person has in mind Lachzor B'tshuva, then he's Nechshav Ketzadik Gomer. A person wants to get married. He knows that the girl has questions about what kind of a guy he is. So he says, Harayat Mukadesh Eslibet Tavazu Al Menos Shani Tzadik Gomer. Right? He says to the girl, take the ring, and I know you have sveikos, you're not sure what kind of guy I am, so I'm marrying you on condition that I am a tzaddik gomer. She's great. That's a good deal. If he's a tzaddik gomer, she's married. If she finds that he's not a tzaddik gomer, he's not married. It was a conditional marriage. So the Gemara says, they're married. What happens if the girl finds out he's not a tzaddik? He doesn't give tzedakah, he doesn't do chesed, doesn't go to minyan, he doesn't learn. So she wants out. So Chazal say, no, they're married. Why? Because he could have had a machshava to be a tzaddik. When he's giving the ring, he could have said, I want this girl so badly, I'm going to be a tzaddik. So the machshava to become a tzaddik, that already creates a form of tshuva. A person has a machshava, lachzor b'tshuva, nechshav k'tzaddik gomer. So he says, that's the idea of machshavos. And Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, everybody has gevaldig machshavos. Right? Sometimes, most of the time, we hope the machshavos, the thoughts that we have, carry us through. Sometimes they don't make it. Sometimes they peter out. Sometimes we think about the machshavos we had in previous years. So he says, the idea of machshavos, because Baruch Hu knows the Gemara and Kedushin. He knows that if a person has machshavos, right now, Tov Shin Ayin Vav, a person has a thought, a machshava, to do tshuva, that's tshuva. So many of these are phrases of of Chesed. Lekel Orech Din, that they're the Kone Avodov Badin. Kadosh Baruch Hu. So again, I always thought of this as a harsh term. He's taking us as slaves, right? In other words, what do we have to offer? So he's coming out, we have nothing to offer, so he takes us. So the Chaim Kadosh says, no. Chamisha Kinyonim, Kone Kadosh Baruch Hu Be'Lomid. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, that Kadosh Baruch Hu has different acquisitions in this world, which means there is. He's not giving him up. So, Kona Avod, and one of them is Klal Yisrael, right? So Kona Avod of Bedin means that we are justly his people. He made a kinyan on us. He wants us. He's not giving us up. And therefore, in a din, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to come out on our side. That's the Rachem Amo B'Yom Din. So I want to close with something that I was thinking about. I don't have a good answer for this. We pointed out that that Yom Kippur davening shares with Rosh Hashanah the theme of sovereignty of Malchus. That's where we started. And we pointed out that the reason why there's sovereignty on Yom Kippur and why that becomes a major theme is not just because it's a carryover. We couldn't learn a new nusach, so we had to do the Hamelach from Rosh Hashanah. No, we could have learned a new nusach. It could have been, but either there's malchus in asking for kapor, asking for forgiveness, or because the creation of the world is celebrated in Rosh Hashanah, malchus, and the creation of the world is once again celebrated in Yom Kippur, because without the midas harachamim there couldn't be a world. It's also malchus. And then we pointed out that even though we don't have a bracha of malchus, but it is a theme that carries through Melech, Mochel, V'Soleach in the major bracha of the Shemona Esrei. And then we pointed out that one of the unique aspects of Yom Kippur is tshuva. That's left out in Rosh Hashanah. And that's the vidui. The vidui is moments of tshuva. And we often discuss whether the vidui should be a precise vidui or a general vidui. So in the davening we only say general vidui, but certainly in the private Shemona Esrei one can introduce the private list of vidui that a person has had. If a person didn't do vidui in the morning or Erev Yom Kippur or during the break, so one can do vidui during the private Shemona Esrei. And all the aspects of tshuva, which are expressed in the vidui, we're supposed to express nichamti uvoshti. We're not supposed to just list, but we're supposed to express remorse, and we're supposed to express that we are accepting on ourselves to do differently. So at the very end, after we say vidui, we say ad shalono tsarti eni kedai, and then we say re ani lefaneka chlima libusha chlima. We're embarrassed. That's one of the requirements of vidui. One is to announce the chait, to feel a sense of remorse and embarrassment, and then we say, Yehi rotzom lefanecha shelovach ha-tahod, that I will not return back to this avera. So we have all the important components of tshuva. So we have malchus, we have tshuva, we have the 13 midas harachamim, because that's what we received on Yom Kippur. And then we have an emphasis on the avoda. On Rosh Hashanah, the avoda is like any other musaf. It's the korban, as I mentioned. On Rosh Hashanah, before we say the aleinu of malchias, then we say a chilul lakel. But on Yom Kippur, the avoda is introduced. Now we said malchias, we said it in a san tokef. And then, all of a sudden, things come slow down, right? We go through the musaf, and we say, and now it's before we get to the tshuva. So all of a sudden, davening slows down, we say, Aleinu l'shabayach, and the shliach tzibur davens, Heyei impipio shluchei amcha beis Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu should help the chazan. Ha'omdim levakesh tfilah v'sachnunim. All the chazanim, all over the world, all the mouths of Klal Yisrael, Because Baruch Hashem help us get, and then Horei Mashiach Yemeir, because Baruch Hashem teach them what to say, Havinei Mashiach Yemeir, explain to them, and make them understand, right? And then a special tefillah, Shlei Koshel Vilshonam, and then Achil Lakel. I turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Achal Afanov, I entreat him, Esh Alom Imenu, Manalosh, I ask, please help me say what I have to say. Right? Abir Anot Abin Volov. La'odda Marchin Leiv, V'Lashem Manalosh. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we can only have thoughts, Kadosh Baruch Hu ultimately makes us say what we're going to say. So I was thinking of all the parts of prayer, all parts of davening, where at first blush, it doesn't make sense to ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to help us craft what we're going to say. In other words, before we do tshuva, all right, everybody's tshuva is different. Tshuva is a frightening thing. I have to announce our chatam. We're not sure if we remember everything, if we'll say it properly, if we'll feel a sense of remorse. It would make sense to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, help me out, right? Before we express Malchius, like in Rosh Hashanah, we are going to express the Sam to Kadosh Baruch Hu. A little bit scary. Who are we to express the Malchus of the Rosh? So you say, Achila, Kela, Chalafonim. I understand, right? The one place where I would think that it's a set avodah. It's all done. It's all taken care of. It's a formula. Is the avodah of Yom Kippur. Right? It's going to be the two goats. It's going to be the Korban Chatas. It's going to be the lottery. It's all the way it's said in Chumash, the way the Mishnah says in Mishnah. It's the one place where, what do we mean to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, help me get it right, help me express it? That's the, again, could it be that it's only for the, before they had Machzorim? So that's what he was saying, that maybe he'll remember, maybe he'll forget part of the Avodah. It could be, right? And why more so now than the beginning of Shmon Esrei? Every Shmon Esrei begins with Rishus. Every Shmoneh Esrei, the Chazan Olt begins, you raise the Sosi, Siach L'Hashchil, I'm going to up to it, help me out. So every Shmoneh Esrei has that pious. But I was wondering that, why would it be that before the Avoda, which is the part of davening that would seem to be the least personal, the part of davening that would seem to be the most preset and the only one way to say it, right? In the Shalma forms of Aseinu. So that's when we stop and say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, help us out with this, make sure that we get it right, make sure it comes out right. Yeah.
In terms of that was not in the prescribed protocol at the corners and the seal itself as Ozzy and stuff like that. I mean, it's hard to mention it, but it's part of when he went into the Kodesh Kodesh, but he was
part. So, I mean, it could be that we are, that the Chazan is sort of reenacting how the Kohen Gadol felt at that time, how he had to cleanse and purify himself before Einei Amcho Bem Tluyos V'Neim Lucham Yachalos, that the people are all hanging on what the and what the Kohen, how is going to work out with the Kohen. So we are reenacting that now. That could be. Could be that the that when we do the Musaf, so we're reminding ourselves how the Musaf, how Klal Yisrael was trembling to see how it's going to work out with the Kohen. Will he come out alive or not? Go ahead, please.
Also, all we have are the words.
Yeah.
So, like, I always feel very nervous when we say the Kabbalah in the morning. And
yeah.
If I bring this Kabbalah right now, I said it as properly enough that I actually brought the Kabbalah?
Yeah.
Or else, you know, if we were actually performing the avodah, you know, it would be the problem.
Right. I often feel the same way. I often skip the paragraph. It says, Tehei amira zu, chashuva umkubela simrutz lefanecha. I just said a paragraph. It's just so worthy to you, ki'ilu akravnu, as if I brought the korban tam b'moado b'mkom hechosa. So I often feel in the morning, I went through so quickly, so I'm saying, Kesh Baruch Hu, if I would have said a little bit more kavana, maybe, a little bit slower. So I feel not, like Tzipi saying, I feel unworthy to say, Kesh Baruch Hu, look at this, and it's as if I brought a korban tam. So maybe that's what we mean over here as well, that we're saying that we are in the shalma form sveseinu, that right now what we say is in place of the korban. So the Kesh Baruch Hu saying to raise our awareness so that we will, that our words will be worthy of being like a korban. And what still bothers me is havinei masha yedaberu. Let them know. In other words, we could be saying as a Kesh Baruch Hu, unless you instruct us, so we're not going to be able to project the tefillas in the right way. Or it could mean, discussing with this with David last week, 2 weeks ago, it could be that it's the opposite. That when it comes to the avoda, all we have is our machshavos. Because we're not bringing the korban itself, so all we have is the idea, right? And again, I was discussing this with David. He was pointing out last week that these phrases have the name Mashi Yadaveru, Horei Mashi Yomeru, is the recognition that we often don't know what we should be asking for. So we're reminding ourselves that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us a vehicle and of korbanos. It's all the same. He's reminding us that we think that there's the tefillah that we really get and we can really express ourselves, and then there's the tefillah that we just have to. It's a black box tefillah. That's what David was saying, that maybe we're reminding ourselves that even the prayers that we think we know we're asking for. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we think we know what we're asking from you, but we hope that Kadosh Baruch Hu will see what we really need and provide it.
That's what you say. Yimala Hashem Mishal Tzipein.
The Tova, yeah. Okay, so thank you very much. Of course, I'm learning together. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shemakamul Alar Tzilas.
Yimala Mishalosh Tzipein.
Amen.